Hey, I'm here with Carmen Krinkoli. We talked a lot before, right? I know you
Many times.
from the Windows Server Software Defined Data Center program, or was it called,
It was a
right?
program. It was the Windows Server Software Defined Solutions program.
Okay, and then I knew you were working on Azure Stack HCI, which both programs and both solutions were like making me super excited. So that's why I have you here as well. So
That would the I mean, the Azure Stack HCI program is really was an evolution from WSSD.
okay.
WSSD, we launched it when we launched Windows Server 2016, and the idea was just we needed a way to get customers solutions that would work with our software-defined data center software technologies that were just built into Windows Server. And customers who try to build their own on hardware that was lying around had really bad experiences, because it turns out building high performance, resilient storage and networking requires specialized equipment. So rather than, just put the software out there and hope customers get it right, we decided to work with the hardware ecosystem, have them build solutions based on best practices, and then put them together and market them as a complete end-to-end solution. And WSSD was really kind of the start of that process. And when time came to release Windows Server 2019, we decided to go all in on the investment. And we relaunched it as the Azure Stack HCI program. And we built a whole roadmap and plan out to make Azure Stack HCI part of our entire edge computing plan going forward. Right, so I'm sure a lot of people have heard of Azure Stack, which is now Azure Stack Hub. We have a whole category in there, and Azure Stack HCI is one of those pieces, and that's going to be the direction we take this this hardware solution program going forward.
So I remember, I absolutely remember. I remember the time where we were building like solutions based on like Windows Server and Hyper-V. And again, the customers sometimes they just ordered some random hardware, right? So I went through that pain with like drivers, validations, like doing the right setups and everything. And that's exactly where I think the Windows Server Software Defined Data Center program comes in. And then now Azure Stack HCI, right?
That's right. That's right. And the idea, again, just remove the amount of work the customer has to do before they can even get started, right? Like, take care of that. And then, going forward, we started it as a solution program working with OEMs to define those SKUs, but it's really a product and it's going to become more of a product as we go forward. So right now, the program defines the hardware and then Windows servers installed on top of it, and that's an Azure Stack HCI solution.
Okay. That's really good to hear that there is a lot of investment in that, because we see a high demand from when I talk to customers out there. I really see a high demand of like people are interested in hyperconverged solutions, and they are looking for like what are the Microsoft offerings there. And a lot of what I heard from them is like, okay, you have this Azure Stack thing, right? And they still believe kind of like, okay, there's only one thing in Azure Stack, because we had Azure Stack as a name. Now it's Azure Stack Hub. So where would you say are a little bit the differences of Azure Stack Hub and Azure Stack HCI in terms of like where would you use what? And like also, I'm also interested in like what are the options? I know that a lot of customers know that again, Azure Stack Hub gets delivered as an appliance, right? Which limits it down to certain configurations. Is that the same with Azure Stack HCI, or how does that work?
Well, let's start at the beginning. Like, how to differentiate it? And it's easily the most common question, right? Because when you change names and have similar names, people are like, wait a minute, there was already a thing that was called that. What is the new thing? Why is that different? Why do I want that? So easily the most common question. And in fact, it's basically what I spent all of Ignite doing, was answering that question, because that was the first time we kind of rolled out the whole new family and the name for the products. And that was just what people wanted to understand, is more clarity than just the announcement. So what we say is Azure Stack Hub, which is just called Azure Stack previously, is really about having cloud consistency in your data center. Meaning, if you are already down the CI/CD pathway and you are developing cloud native applications, but you have a need to run those cloud native applications in your own data center, you need Azure Stack Hub. because Azure Stack Hub provides the, you know, the Azure Resource Manager and the APIs that you need for those cloud native apps to run there. So it's handles that very specific mm-hmm. business need. Azure Stack HCI is really about just providing a hybrid model for what I would call more traditional virtualized workloads. Mm-hmm. So if you have a virtualization farm that, you know, is just running VMs of all shapes, sizes, and descriptions, and they don't necessarily make an easy migration or fit into an IaaS world mm-hmm. for your business, Azure Stack HCI gives you the ability to have a hybrid platform that takes advantage of cloud resources without being a cloud resource in and of itself.
Okay.
Right? So it helps people who are not far enough down the cloud path to really want the full cloud experience running in a rack in their data center.
Yeah, which we see a lot. I mean, yeah. That's like not something which is uncommon, right? It's like everyone, look, most companies have a history and they're not like fully migrated and everything is like
yep.
cloud native and everything. So I see that a lot. But I also found like it's like there's like many, many different solutions out there, right? I think how many do we have right now in the Azure Stack HCI catalog?
Last time I looked, I think we were up over 190
okay.
Different solutions from 20-something different wow. OEMs around the world. And, you know, we obviously have, all of the big players that you know, but we also have a lot of, like, you know, regional-specific OEMs who yep. have, you know, their loyal customer base because they provide a lot of services, a lot of value to their own customers. Mm-hmm. So, you know, we're happy to have that variety in the catalog yep. and we can go from, you know, from tiny little, like, you know, configurations that can sit on a desk and you wouldn't even know that there are two Xeons in those servers and it's a failover cluster with 12 yep. terabytes of capacity in it to, you know, gigantic systems that have, yep. you know, multiple petabytes. Yeah. So it just the variety is part of the point because unlike a lot of more restricted catalogs where you just have mm-hmm. to take what's available off the shelf, you can spec almost anything you want nice. Out of it. And, you know, listen, a lot of traditional IT people love that, right? Yep. I love that. That's the world I came out of. I've been doing this for a long time. I like, you know, having some level of involvement in the hardware and being able to spec it to my needs and seeing what the options are.
I mean, also the requirements are always different, right? I mean, for a branch office, you can't just go out and like, sometimes mm-hmm. you just need something very small.
Yeah.
Or even if you go at like, even outside of offices, right? You probably just want to have a two node mini systems, which probably still have enough performance, but like you want to have like a very small system. But then if you go your data center, you either want to probably run like high performance systems or maybe even like high capacity, right? And so Azure Stack, that's what I love about Azure Stack HCI is really it gives you that flexibility to whatever the customer need is, we can basically go out and address it.
Yep. Right? Yep. It was one of the high points of Ignite for us was during our director's session, Bernardo called us. He had Cosmos Darwin come out on stage, one of our PMs, one of the PMs responsible for Storage Spaces mm-hmm. Direct and HCI. And you know, he talked about that flexibility and he walked out on stage with a laptop bag and everyone's like, does he know that he's carrying his laptop on stage in front of 5,000 people? And while he was talking, he was like, you know, and it allows for exciting new form factors. And he opened up the laptop bag and he pulled out a full Xeon server from Lenovo. It's called the SE350
yeah.
that they just announced for the catalog.
Yeah.
And it's maybe if you're, you know, you're familiar with like, you know, 1U pizza box servers, as we call them. It's one quarter of one okay. of those, right? So you can take four yeah. of them and put them on a sled and put them in a place where one server would have existed previously. And yeah. they have all kinds of cool mounting options. Like you can just, you know, take a VESA mount and slap it on a wall.
Yeah.
And it is a full-blown server. It can host a GPU, right? Yeah. It's got 100 gig networking in it. It can do 5G. Like it is a real server. And, you know, it's just not something your traditional appliance model would allow for yep. or is, you know, makes sense even.
Yeah.
So, yeah, the variety is very much the point of making this a broad partner ecosystem from my perspective.
Yep. Now, again, I'm like, I am super excited about what we have that, I mean, about the whole portfolio we offer there. But now you told me you're going to work on something new, which is also still to Azure Stack HCI, right?
Yeah.
But you kind of like have a new position or a new goal.
Yeah, yeah. I'm not even really changing teams exactly. I'm just changing what it is I'm focusing on. So rather than running the program and working with the partners, one of the things that we've that is very important to our engineering efforts is that we're making customer-driven decisions, mm-hmm. and so we're trying to start up a customer co-engineering program,
okay.
where we can build relationships with customers who are doing the next thing yep. in their own environment and are interested in working with us on the development of that next thing.
Okay.
Right. So it's a very intimate program with direct engagement with our engineering. Right. So it's not something where we're just going to send you email updates and
like a survey and that's it.
Yeah. Like it's the, yeah, exactly. How happy are you? Very satisfied. It's none of that. Okay. It's regular syncs with our engineering teams, with our leadership.
Okay.
You know, we want to understand your environment. We want your feedback about what's going on, and we're trying to get that that customer muscle built up in our engineering teams, where every time they go in to make a decision or make an investment
yep.
of you know dev time and PM time into work, they're like, "This we're doing this because customer X said you know that would make a tremendous impact on their business."
Okay,
so. You know, we've had lots of different customer engagement mechanisms over the year. Microsoft's been around for a long time. Windows has been around for a long time. We're trying this different way to get that relationship up rather than have it be highly programmatic like the previous tech yep. programs or like Windows Insiders, which is tremendously valuable, but it's meant to reach millions of consumers yep. where, you know, millions of consumers are not the audience for HCI yep. or Kubernetes, right?
Yep.
So those are the two areas I'm most interested in right now is HCI and Kubernetes on-prem.
Okay.
And in hybrid scenarios. So if you're watching this, I'm sure that there's probably going to be my contact information shared on the screen somewhere when this gets published. Feel free to reach out to me either in Twitter or email if you can find my email or LinkedIn. If you think that sounds like you, please reach out. I'm happy to have discussions. And, you know, if you're working on the next gen thing, we want to hear from you.
Absolutely. So we will put out all the links and how you can reach Carmen in the description to make sure that
Great.
People can actually go and engage with you.
Perfect.
So what do, like, I have one question. Well, what is like, okay, for a customer, obviously, if I join, I will have these regular calls.
Yep.
Do I get early access to like the stuff your team is doing or kind of like the,
okay. The goal really is we want to co-engineer with customers. So we will, you know, this is an NDA program, right? It's not broad. There's a reason I'm not even giving you details about what we're working on. It would be, you know, you have regular briefings with us. We share early access to the technology with you. We ask that you run it and give us feedback on it. The same thing with like, you know, the business direction we're taking things in, our technology focus, whether or not it meets your needs, you know, that's the kind of focus of this type of program. And then, you know, at the end of the day, you know, we're hoping that we make you happy enough that one, you want to run the final yeah. product, and two, that you're willing to stand on stage with us at some point and say like, you know, we worked with Microsoft on this technology. We're really thrilled. Here's what we're doing with it, right?
Yeah.
Like, we want it to be successful for both parties involved.
Yeah. Okay. No, perfect. So I want to thank you very much for this. It
yeah.
was super exciting to talk about it with this because I'm really looking forward to see what is coming up. And for all the people who are out there who are watching this video, and if you want to have early access to the Azure Stack HCI and want to shape the future of how we do hyperconverged and all of that, reach out to Carmen. Again, you will find the links in the description underneath this video. And with that, I want to say thank you and see you in the next one.